Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
And Tropical Storm Faye continues to sweep through our region. We're going to head over now to the Weather Center to WCBS Chief Meteorologist Craig Allen, who's tracking the storm for us. Craig, where is the storm now?
Well, landfall was just around the vicinity of Brigantine in along the Jersey Shore to the north of Atlantic City, south of Toms River, and continues to move north, sort of straddling the coastline there, making its way on up towards the city and then eventually into the Hudson River Valley, following the Hudson all the way on up. It won't be until it gets to the north of us that we can finally call it quits with the showers and thunderstorms, some still very, very heavy. There are all kinds of flash flood warnings in effect and various flood advisories all across the region through at least 7, 8 o'clock, and a lot of them will get extended as well because of the additional rainfall that will be coming in and cycling kind of counterclockwise around Fay, which again is moving up the Jersey shoreline at this time. There's still a small possibility of an isolated weak tornado or waterspout across the coastal areas through the rest of the evening hours, but then after that, we will settle back into a very humid, very hot weather pattern for the next several days. Give you more forecast details at 5:08.
We'll check back in with Craig right now. Let's go to the roads. Bring in Tom Kaminsky, who's been following the flooding conditions out there.
And Linda, we've been keeping an eye on this. And as Craig mentioned, as the storm starts to move north, we had a lot of flooding along the Jersey Shore, Monmouth County, Ocean County. That's starting to dissipate a bit. Still some delays on Route 35 through Highlands and 36 through Highlands as well. But now we're seeing most of the flooding problems a bit farther north, up and down the Garden State Parkway, big puddles there, Route 46 at Route 3 at Grove Street, Route 17 around Terrace Avenue in Hasbrook Heights, Route 46 also around the Lodi area, and also Route 21 at Route 7, Route 7 at the Charlotte Circle. One of the worst spots has been along the Belt Parkway in a number of spots, Bay 8th Street, Flatbush Avenue, Erskine Street, out by Cross Bay Boulevard, and all the way out toward the Southern State. We'll have a full update on all of this coming up at 5:08.
And continuing our team coverage, WCBS reporter Mac Rosenberg has been keeping an eye on some of the harder hit areas today. Mac joins us now.
Yeah, and Linda, you heard Tom mentioning the storm doing a lot of damage in low-lying areas like the Jersey Shore. And that is the rain this afternoon in Lincroft, New Jersey, Monmouth County. Things began this morning just about as far south as you can go in the Garden State. This is Wildwood Mayor Pete Byron.
Heavy flash flooding due to heavy rain in a very short period of time. And the drainage systems just were not geared up for it. So it really wasn't anything crazy. The traditional flooding areas flooded. There wasn't anything really significant damage done.
And I'm just off the phone with the Public Works Commissioner in Yonkers, Tom Meyer. Obviously a city with a lot of peaks and valleys, certainly potential for flooding. He tells me they've got 500 sandbags.
Free to residents who live in those low-lying areas. Some of them have driveways that grade downward towards the house. So once the water level comes up and goes across the street, now it has nowhere to go but down their driveways.
And he says as the rivers and the creeks fill up, they've got check valves that can prevent water from backing up onto the streets. Linda?
And we continue to keep an eye on Tropical Storm Fay, even as the rain has lightened a little, little bit here in Lower Manhattan. We head over to meteorologist Craig Allen.
Yeah, it has. It's now going to become more showery, more like tropical showers and downpours, rather than the steady downpours that we were experiencing a little while ago, and brought the city to 2 inches of rain so far from the system. Record rainfall for Newark as well, 2.5 inches of rain, and big amounts across New Jersey and the Hudson Valley, much, much less for Connecticut and Long Island, or let's say central and eastern Long Island up to this point, but you're getting some of your downpours now from some of the showers that are coming in from off the ocean. So tropical storm warning stays in effect. Fay is down around the Tuckerton, Binghamton, let's say Toms River area, moving on up the Jersey shoreline, and will continue at about 10 to 15 miles per hour up the Jersey shoreline, reaching the city after 8, 9 o'clock or so, and then on up into the Hudson Valley, at which point then we could start saying we can call it quits. Temperatures tonight, a very muggy 70. Saturday and Sunday, feeling very much like summertime, hot and humid with scattered afternoon and evening thunderstorms, and highs will be about 85 to 90. Right now, 73 in the city and still raining off and on.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880 or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.